welcome Hal Miller Jacobs, a storyteller who came here for the first time last week and did a great job. Please give him a big welcome. Hal Miller Jacobs.
Great, thank you. Thank you. This is a story that was publicized in the Boston Globe about a physician who went from a male to a female. And this is a story about him. And actually, I've spoken to him about him. I know he's a friend of mine, and he has said it's fine to use his name. It was in the Boston Globe. It must have been about a year or two ago, can't remember, we got a letter from Dr. Roy Berkowitz Shelton. And it was a long letter explaining that all his life he felt like he was a woman. And he was married, had two grown children, they were in college, but he has finally decided it was time for him to actually become a woman. And it was like, what, Dr. Roy? I mean, I knew him from our temple. I knew him from the gym. He was a very competitive racquetball player. And he was his slender body. And from the gym, he was fairly well endowed. And he was a very, very, very nice guy. And he decided to become a woman. And, of course, I got this letter. We got this letter. And several other people in the community got this letter. And of course, although it's not really good gossip, but it was really a sensation, several people asked, did you get the letter from Dr. Roy? And yes, some people said yes, they got the letter from Dr. Roy. And one of our friends said, I got the letter from Dr. Roy, and it is very, very disturbing. Because Dr. Roy is my mother's doctor. My mother is 89 years old, and I have to explain to my mother that her beloved doctor is now a woman. I don't know how to do this. I'm just going to postpone it until I've got to do this. And indeed, she postponed it. But the time came when she gets a letter saying that it's your mother's annual physical. Come to the doctor. And she says, oh, my God, how am I going to tell my mother that her beloved Dr. Roy is now Dr. Deb? Mom, and then she's thinking, how am I going to do this? When the postman retired, she went into a funk for a month. And how is she going to take this? She's going to ask me questions about anatomy. How am I going to answer those questions? She's going to ask me questions about sexual preference. I don't even want to go there. And then, of course, she's going to want to change doctors. And, I mean, you know, she's an old lady. She probably cartons of medical records. I'm going to have to schlep from one doctor to another. But the time came when she had to tell her mother that she has an appointment. She sits the mother down and says, Mom, I got to tell you, Dr. Roy became a woman. Mother says, what? Dr. Roy became a woman? What's his name? Dr. Deb. Oh, let me sit down. Mother goes into the living room, sits down on the couch. Oh, boy. Ma, you okay? You okay, Ma? You okay? Am I okay? Well, I don't know. You know, all my life, I wondered what it would be like to go to a woman doctor, and now I have the opportunity to do it. And Dr. Deb indeed did not lose many patients. As a matter of fact, she gained some. The only thing she really lost was her competitive edge, as she said, in playing racquetball. And some people would, of course, would say she's lost a lot of other things, but let's not even go there.
Thank you so much. That's Hal Miller Jacobs.